Roughly midway between the White House and the Capitol on Pennsylvania Avenue stands what looks like a modern bus stop with a long bank of plexiglass windows. They house the front pages of dozens of newspapers from around the country and the world. The outdoor exhibit is right on the main drag of the federal government, and as NPR's Andrea Seabrook found out this morning, they catch the attention of just about everybody who walks by.
Mark Reagan is at work. He's a national park ranger patrolling the Capitol grounds on a mountain bike. Every morning he stops at this 92-foot bank and takes in all at once the country's newspapers.
What seems to be the main thread running through many different ones? There's something concerning one of the Al-Qaeda pilots that apparently boasted in Germany about some plans.
While Reagan slowly pushes his bike along the wall, Ruth Philbrick walks by. She's a smallish, gray-haired woman who works across the street at the National Gallery of Art. Philbrick says she loves the front pages exhibit because the papers reflect the culture of their communities. Philbrick isn't so excited about today's news, though.
Well, everything today is about the baseball strike. I'm not a bit interested in baseball. I think it is terminally boring.
Though the baseball strike and terrorism news do dominate the national headlines, there are local variations. The Rocky Mountain News shows a large photo of destruction from a tornado that set down in a community outside Denver, Colorado. And the Wichita Eagle tops the news with labor contract talks at Boeing. One thing that binds the local and the national, says Joe Urschel, is a universal interest in the events of a community.
You know, it transcends cities, states, countries. It's a truly global urge. It's the need to know.
Urschel is the executive director of the Newseum, which puts up the front pages every morning. He says our culture is steeped in news. There are more than 1,600 daily newspapers in the United States and millions of magazines, newsletters, websites, radio and TV news stations.
There is this abundance of news, and what the Newseum tries to do with this exhibit is put the visitor inside this vast news stream so he sees how news and the speed of news can really affect how a society either progresses or fails to.
And, Urschel says, the display of front pages is purposefully set on public space so that people who might not see news very often have free access to it. Paulette Williams is homeless. She sleeps on a steam grate down the street and comes here early every morning when the Newseum staff tacks up the day's papers. Williams says they're an inspiration.
I've never been to none of these places, so I get to find out what's going on in the rest of the world. The only thing I don't like about it, I can't finish the story. Like I can't open it up and finish the story.
Another spectator, Warren Johnson, is playing Washington tour guide for a friend. He says you can see the communities behind the papers.
We all come from somewhere, and of course you can relate back to that. I think it's like politics. Everything's local. You know, it all goes back to that.
There is something in the front pages exhibit that has made just about everyone walking down Pennsylvania Avenue stop for a closer look. Joe Urschel of the Newseum says it's a revealing snapshot of what's important in the nation's newspapers every day. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington, D.C.